Another Ukraine city is under attack. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky reporting the city of Vinnytsia is being bombed. Fox's Mike Tobin from Lviv.
And I want to start off with that airstrike. It's in a town called Vinnytsia, about 180 miles to the west of Kiev. An airfield there was hit. The foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, says it was hit with 8 Russian cruise missiles, and the airfield was destroyed. President Volodymyr Zelensky has been using this as an example to bolster his insistence that NATO establish and enforce a no-fly zone. That way, he says, Ukrainians would only need to face Russian ground forces.
NATO so far refusing to implement a no-fly zone over Ukraine. On the diplomatic front, Israel's prime minister meeting with Russian, Ukrainian, and German leaders Saturday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet with French President Macron on Tuesday. Fox's Alex Hogan is in Poland as refugees flood in.
With 1.5 million refugees fleeing Ukraine in just 10 days, this is the fastest growing refugee crisis since World War II. And Poland has opened its borders. Here in the town of Korchowa, this massive warehouse has now become a makeshift refugee center. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Ukrainian counterpart in this town yesterday to see this crisis unfolding for himself and pledging U.S. support.
It is day 11 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The people's convoy of trucks, vehicles, and protesters opposing COVID-19 mandates are in Washington, D.C. area today. Organizers tell Fox News the group will do laps around the Beltway in a peaceful protest encircling Washington, D.C., but will not enter the district or block traffic. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Arrested, accused of causing a deadly crash, then lying about being kidnapped. 46-year-old Janine Harmeo now faces murder charges. Carolyn Nguyen is a deputy chief with New Mexico State Police.
She caused a senseless tragedy that has impacted the community of Santa Fe, Las Vegas, and all of New Mexico. And the pain her actions have caused will not be alleviated by the arrest.
An officer and retired firefighter were killed in the crash. As residents continue to exit Ukraine, foreigners are arriving to join the fight.
Soso Sukhishashvili says he is in no way a soldier.
I am a programmer. Yeah.
Programming?
Yeah.
As in computers?
Yeah.
But when Russia invaded Ukraine, he decided to leave his home country of Georgia and join the fight.
As far as I know, there's a lot of work. For example, starting from making Molotov cocktails.
He spoke to us here in Poland as he prepared to catch a train across the border. He said he was inspired by the Ukrainian resistance.
They are doing a really great job at it, and they are standing very strong together.
His next stop, Ukraine. In Przemyśl, Poland, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Elon Musk's space company is sending up more internet satellites.
SpaceX will launch another round of satellites into orbit this coming week as part of the company's net of tiny satellites delivering affordable orbit-based internet service around the planet. It's called Starlink. The company launched another batch just last week. It was designed to make internet available even in underdeveloping countries and free from government interference that could prevent communication during political crises. SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk, just rushed equipment to Ukraine to allow that country and its citizens access to the world in the case Russian attackers damage or destroy the existing telecommunication infrastructure. Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.